Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. Let's do a little real or fake. I say a statement, you tell me if it's real or fake. We'll start with you, Tyler Milner. There's still hope, real or fake. There's still hope that Davis Mills could still be a legitimate starter in the NFL.
Oh, Lord.
Real or fake. There is still hope that Davis Mills could be a legitimate starter in the NFL. Like, we've seen a lot of people have, you know, second chances and become starters. Most of them have been first-round draft picks, but we've seen a lot of it. Your thoughts after watching that?
Yeah, going to make me go full Angels in the outfield here. It could happen.
It could.
It could happen, but no. This is fake. This is fake. I hope General Mills, if he has to go anymore for these Texans, if Stroud's still in concussion protocol, that he can get it done, and that was a hell of a way to win a game on Sunday for Mills and the Texans, but no, it's fake.
All right, it's fake. He looked a lot like Mac Jones. I'm just going to say, like Mac Jones level. And I think Mac Jones, off of this run with the 49ers, I think he may have a chance to pull a Daniel Jones or something with another team. Your thoughts, real or fake, Clint? There's still hope Davis Mills could be a legitimate starter in the NFL. Yeah.
Well, you put it, the Daniel Jones part in there, and I'm a fake if that's the case, if that's what we're talking about. Now, do I think he could become a—
I'm just saying opportunity.
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of a Jacoby Brissett, a guy that later, long in the tooth, after getting a bunch of years in the league, can he be a guy that the bottom five teams in the league are like, yeah, we need a starter, man, come on. I think that
Has he worked himself into that potentially?
I don't think he has yet, but would I step out on a limb and say it could potentially happen? Yeah, I could see that.
Because I think people are looking at Mac Jones and thinking maybe Mac could be in the Daniel Jones, the
yeah, I think Mac Jones on a different level.
You think he's on a different level? Now, he was drafted in the first round, too, yeah, and he's had some success.
And that's a part of it.
Yeah.
He's been a Pro Bowler. Of course, he came out of the New England system, so everybody kind of views that differently. Now he's in this new system. Playing really well, and the media around him is, boy, they got a quarterback controversy in San Francisco. Davis isn't there, but could I see him, you know, playing, getting a chance somewhere else? Or even like here, could I see CJ being hurt? Not right now, obviously he's not, but if CJ were to get hurt for an 8-game stretch, could I see Davis Mills play himself into where the Arizona Cardinals would say, oh yeah, man, we'll take him for a year while we rebuild?
The New York Jets.
Oh, we'll take him. We'll take him a year to rebuild. Yeah, I think
because I don't think he was that before this year. I think people thought.
Well, he's still not that. He's still not that. But I mean, he's got some work to do. Like, it's not going to happen if he doesn't touch the field again this year. That would never happen. He's going to be a backup here for as long as he can. But if he plays a 6-8 game stretch at some point and plays well, yeah. I mean, look, the Justin Fields thing is wild. I mean, they paid that cat $20 million a year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that commitment is wild right there. So that, but you get what I'm talking about. Like, if the Dolphins fire Mike McDaniel and part ways with Tua, could you see?
I think he could. Like, on purpose, someone's saying we want to bring you in. I guess Tyrod Taylor. That happened with him here.
There you go.
On purpose, someone bringing him in. But I do. But I think he had. I think he had a level of performance to go along with some other moments when he has been a starter. Because we had to remember, he has been a starter. Like, the Texans did have him as a starter, and he had some moments. I would not be surprised. Now, I'm gonna say fake, too. But I would not be surprised if his performance on Sunday, combined with other, you know, his years and other moments, he had a really good game against the Patriots once. He had a really good game against the Chargers when he was a starter. I wouldn't be surprised if that was like, is he more than a backup? Maybe not a star or anything, but is he somebody that's more than a backup? Because I mean Davis Mills, I bet you Davis Mills is, or AJ could argue, hey man, I ain't that far off from Justin Fields.
Yeah.
You know, and he's gotten two back-to-back years. He's got opportunities. Now, Justin Fields is a top 10 pick. Also, that has something to do with it. But, if he got some more extended time, like he may play on Sunday, and he plays really well, because he made some throws last week where you're like, on Sunday, you're like, how consistent can that be?
Yep. Yeah. Could he be a super cheap option for a team, a bottom five team? Hell, do for them what he did here in Houston with for the first 2 years of his career.
Yeah, text line said fake. Yeah,
I don't think it's crazy. Yeah.
Tyler, stop trying to edge in on Tyler's trying to type in on the segment his own realer fakes and trying to stump me up.
I was trying to help.
Trying to help. That just appeared. I swear that just appeared. All right, Clint, real or fake, Jonathan Taylor should be right now the league MVP.
I mean, who else is out there?
I mean, generally, you know, this thing runs to quarterbacks. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, but who is that right now? I mean, his quarterback?
Which is part reason why I think he should be in the conversation.
Sam Darnold's got to be in the conversation.
Sam Darnold's in this. Matt Stafford has had a hell of a year. Mahomes was in it. Josh Allen before. I mean, even with his last week, he wasn't that bad. I mean, all of those quarterbacks. It's been the last non-quarterback was Adrian Peterson. In a while back. You brought up Daniel Jones. He is making him a He is damn near having a part in Daniel Jones being an MVP candidate with what he's doing.
Yeah. The league MVP, I'm going to say fake. In the conversation right now, yes, but he's got to flirt with single season records to be that. And his team has to be really good, which they are. Which he might, by the way.
I'm going to say real because a lot of people look back at Saquon last year. But Saquon, which you could argue should have won it, but he also had Lamar and Josh having like bona fide quarterback MVP level seasons.
Yeah.
Like both, I don't know if there's a quarterback that's playing to that level. Right. Like, now maybe Taylor's in the same range as Saquon from last year, but I don't know a quarterback. Like Mahomes was maybe pushing that, then he had that bad game against Buffalo. Josh, after the Kansas City game, all right. Then he kind of had a dud against the Dolphins. And I wonder how many people want to believe in Daniel Jones to have him as the league MVP. Stafford's probably the closest thing to it, but he's had some funky games too. There's not a dominant quarterback right now. There have been times where, there's been a 2,000-yard rusher. How did they win MVP? Well, Aaron Rodgers had like 48 touchdowns and four interceptions. You know what I'm saying? That stopped him. So the more that we don't have a dominant quarterback, I think the better chances that this gets real. Because the biggest thing for me is he is making and helping Daniel Jones look like an MVP candidate again. I mean, he is helpful in that. 240, whatever he got, insane. All right, Tyler, real or fake, Marcell Reed should be the Heisman front runner, real or fake?
As much as it pains me to say right now, that is fake.
Really?
He is a candidate, no doubt. He's up there, but
who's a front runner then? It's Marcell Reed. You're wrong. I got it as real.
I mean, I'd be good with it.
For me, it's hard to say best. I don't know. I think A&M has had the most impressive season of anybody up to this point. To me. And like in their biggest games, he has been the dude. Like the kid from Ohio State, I mean, he's been good, but against Texas he wasn't great, right? And other guys. So to me, I think he should be a front runner, especially when you look at what he's done and what his teams have done and what he's done in their biggest games.
9-0, man.
He is right there in the mix. The kid at Indiana is going to get a lot of run.
That's what I was trying to think of.
That kid's going to get a lot of run. And,
Mendoza.
Yeah,
I know Gus said just give it to him, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not just give it to him. I'm not there, but
could have been his Heisman moment this past week. That 2 minute drive at the end with that amazing catch.
Yeah. No, that was a moment, but I mean, and that's one we'll remember. But I don't know, man. Marcel Reed has just been
bowling
every one of them, and especially every one of their big games. And I think he is playing on what up to this point has been the most impressive team.
I agree. The kid out of Vanderbilt's gonna put up a good case.
Is it now? They're just bucking up against some of these losses now, with Vandy and I don't know. I think to me, I put a lot of stock in. All right, how you're playing in your big games, how you played overall, and then sure. Your team success.
Egg them.
I think it's a 2-horse race right now. It's him and the kid out of Indiana.
Was it Mendoza?
I would say fake right now. I'd probably go with the kid from Indiana is where I'd go.
Yeah.
But it is a tight race.
It's been what I'm saying. Saying from Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
It has been quarterbacks. But I don't know. We'll see.